Fuel efficiency for new vehicles hit a record high 25.8 miles per gallon last month. That's up 24% from August 2008. But what if you could get 300 miles per gallon? From our tech partner IEEE Spectrum, Giselle Weiss takes us to Germany for a look at the technology that can make it happen, but it won't be for everyone.
The town of Wolfsburg is one of Germany's several motor cities. Specifically, it's the headquarters of Volkswagen, the largest car maker in Europe, and the producer of vehicles such as the Golf, the Passat, and the fabulously successful Beetle. I'm here to check out VW's XL1. It's the company's first plug-in hybrid, and so efficient that it can get over 300 miles to a gallon of gas.
If you're coming to the car, it's a quite amazing design. And the design is one reason why we have such a low fuel consumption.
That's Volker Käse, head of the XL1 project. The secret to lowering fuel consumption, he says, is to decrease a car's wind resistance. For inspiration, the XL1's designers took a close look at sharks, masters of aerodynamic efficiency. The result is a car that's tailed, wider at the front than at the back.
Air is flowing under the car and you have it fully covered. Air resistance under the car is really low as well.
In addition to a lithium-ion battery for the plug-in powertrain, the car sports a two-cylinder, turbocharged, direct-injection diesel engine. The engine is at the rear.
And this TDI engine, if you look inside, is half the size of a normal Golf engine. So we cut two cylinders of this four-cylinder engine. It's not as simple as it sounds.
Everything is designed to minimize drag. The gas tank holds just 2.6 gallons. The passenger seat is slightly offset from the driver's seat to save width. We settle ourselves into the XL1's bucket seats. Volker pushes the ignition button.
Start engine.
Okay. And we start off in electric mode. The car can go about 32 miles on the battery alone.
That's it. It's the sound. And all what you hear is the wheels on the street. Now this is the brake, and you have this ceramic brakes.
We take off north, past the science park, past the historic smokestacks of the Volkswagen factory, past the sports stadium, past towers loaded with cars for delivery to customers.
Now we are driving 70 kilometers per hour. And all what you hear is the bearings and the wheels working, normal sound. Now, I'm accelerating, you hear it? It's more sportive, and I get electric energy and the combustion energy for accelerating now.
We speed up some more, and the fuel consumption registers 1.2 liters per 100 kilometers on a screen on the dashboard. That's not quite 300 miles per gallon, but it's still a lot. The European Union has mandated sharp reductions in fuel emissions for new cars by 2020. That's why high-efficiency technologies like the XL1 matter. But hold your horses. At 111,000 euros, about $150,000, the XL1 carries a hefty price tag. Moreover, Volkswagen only intends to market 200 of the vehicles, and it won't be sold in America. The first car was delivered to a customer in Germany at the end of May. The idea behind the XL1 was very specific: to combine low fuel consumption and great design in a single vehicle, and to show that it could sell. To make a super efficient car that is also really cool. For the people. Some of the people. For Here and Now, I'm Giselle Weiss in Wolfsburg, Germany.
And Giselle's story comes to us from our tech partner, IEEE Spectrum.